am a very stylish girl. How do I look?
Very good.
How do I look? How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. A very stylish girl. How do I look?
Oh, P.S. I changed our background if you want to take a look at it.
On the,
On our MySpace.
Oh, on our MySpace. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll check that shit out. MySpace.
Is that okay?
Oh my god, make it go away.
What's wrong with it?
Make it go away.
What's wrong?
It's eggs. Wait. It's eggs that are fucking everywhere.
Eggs?
Eggs.
What are you talking about?
I hate you so much. I'm so horrified. I'm paralyzed.
What's wrong?
With horror.
I don't understand. Why are you upset?
Oh my god! That's terrifying! Oh my god, okay, make them please go away before we lose our reputation entirely.
What's wrong with Uggs?
I hate you.
What's wrong with Uggs?
What do you mean, what's wrong with Uggs? We both know what's wrong with Uggs.
They're stylish winter fashion wear.
No.
No? You don't like them?
No.
Okay.
Hi, this is La Fashion Cast. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Brie.
Yes, you are.
And I'm still sick.
You really would be. That's what we're going to be treating our fans to, is my kind of weird morning voice-ishness and your sickness.
Yes.
They're really going to love us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about, okay, I'm not really prepared to address over-accessorizing at this point.
Just certain aspects of accessorizing, like,
yeah,
like different.
I don't have, like, anything prepared in my head about how to go about it. Apparently, cuffs, leather cuffs with, leather flowers on them. Bad idea. Bad
what?
Call. remember the
Do
one
you...
that I always wore?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that one. That one. I used to own one. And then Brie, who has helped me see the light on a few things in my life.
Yeah.
Pointed out to me that it is ugly. And I was like, oh, you're right! Oh, okay, now I understand.
The leather cuff is just kind of, it's very, like, 1993.
Oh, I have an FLM, but it's a femme lesbian moment.
A different version of FLM. Okay, go.
Yeah. So just for a femme lesbian moment, the whole, like, bondage-y, like, leather cuffs with a lot of, like, silver attachments and things, trust me, does not work so well with, like, say, a low-cut top. And some tight jeans.
Gee, Stacey, are we speaking from experience?
Gee, we might be.
Maybe a
because
blue,
true or false, the low cut top that is pretty much my favorite going out top ever has put me in the beds of free women. So that
Stacey's big pimpin'.
I'm not big pimpin'.
Oh, you're big pimpin'.
No, I am not. Okay,
I might be popular, but you're big pimpin'. And I would much rather be Big Pimpin' right now than be
popular. I am
not
popular. A big... Okay, no, but this is... this. The viewers are going to start to believe you,
viewers?
And that is not good, because...
This is... Stacey, I'm sorry, but this is not the South of Nowhere vlog with Jill Bennett. There's no one watching. This is not
no,
a vlog.
I know. Oh, I could watch
You're
Jill Bennett
not.
All day.
Jill
but
Bennett.
We will...
Should we have a Jill Bennett moment right now? Can we have a Jill Bennett moment?
No, let's do it later. Let's do it later. Let's dedicate some for real time because I need
Can
to
Can we just have like a
10-second I'm way too dorky to be a pimp. I can't. Can't do it.
You had sex with a girl in a field?
Oh my god.
You got kicked out of a pizza parlor because they thought you were throwing up in the bathroom, but just kidding, you were trying to have sex with her too.
Okay, trying to have sex with her makes it sound like I put something in her drink.
No, it makes it sound like you were in the bathroom and you guys were doing your thing and someone thought you were puking, but you weren't.
Well, kneeling on the floor in front of a toilet and a ladies' washroom might, you know, normally be a good indication of that. But really, no Boston Pizza. JK, I'm just a lesbian. I'm not that drunk.
Oh, dear God.
I'm not ashamed of any of my sexual experiences.
Okay, sure. Moving on accessories.
But I'm really
accessorizing.
I'm just going to stress that. I'm not a pimp. I'm not a pimp at all.
Whatever you are. Anyway.
I'm not even. Okay, whatever. Okay, that'll be our next poll. Is Stacey a pimp? No or no.
Yes or yes.
No or no.
Yes or yes.
No. No or no or no. Or if you really feel the need to, we'll put a yes on there, but no.
Oh.
Really, it's no.
The answer is yes.
It's no.
It's yes. No, anyway.
Anyway. Let's accessorizing.
More than a few people have asked us about white loafers.
Yeah, I'm really disturbed at the comeback of white loafers.
I don't understand this at all, because I don't think that anyone can pull off a white loafer except for a guy in a pimp suit, or...
Not even a pimp suit, just like a nice suit, like a white suit, and that's hard to do.
Why are you wearing
like
a white
suit
in the first place, though?
Yeah, a nice white suit is hard to do, but I feel like, somehow I feel like... Okay, here's
you're
gonna
look
though.
Like a golden girl if you walk around in those things.
Pretty much. Ladies, do not do white loafers. Do white peep-toe pumps. Do white, like, K-Swiss type of deal sneakers. I hate name-dropping, but okay.
White flip-flops work, too.
White flip-flops, yeah.
Yep.
Although they get dirty really fast, I would imagine.
Yeah, you need to have a few pairs of white flip-flops.
Or you could just not buy white flip-flops and avoid being a crazy consumer. But anyway.
Or you could just wash them every day.
Or you could just wash them. Yeah, that's true.
After you're done wearing them, wash them.
Yep. Wash them where? And, I'm sorry, that was so unnecessary. Yeah, don't do white loafers. Other types of white
I have a question for our listeners.
Yeah.
Do you guys, like,
oh, another
get
one.
Together somewhere and talk about the questions you're going to ask us? Because I swear to God, we get the same questions from everybody. Because, like, I have probably, like, three things on here that we got...
Multiple times,
yeah. Like, people said the same thing. So I don't know if you guys have some little, like, discussion group...
Going
or
little.
If maybe you are.
No,
you have
it's
like
lesbian
telekinesis
telepathy.
And like you're communicating.
No. That would be.
Oh, that's when you
telepathy.
Move stuff.
Telekinesis
is
yeah.
when you move stuff
you
with your brain like Carrie. Gotcha. I forgot.
Uh huh.
Clearly, Stacey's the brains of this operation.
Oh, bitch, please. I am just front of house.
I'm just the blue-collar laborer who edits in the background.
Blue-collar? Okay, since when... Okay, but we've made this analogy so many times. You are the chef, okay? You make all the meals. You present them. You're the genius and with the manufacturing of the food and the making it awesome and the fine sort of details. And I am the front of house saying, yes, I would recommend this wine, and this is our special, yada, yada, yada. You know, greeting and whatnot.
You're so weird.
I'm front of house.
Okay.
You're the chef. You're the genius. The kitchen maestro. The podcast kitchen master.
Oh my god. This analogy, once again.
This overextended analogy brought to you by Stacey's.
This is ridiculous. Is this going to be a regular thing where we're just going to make an analogy for everything we say?
I can't help it. I make analogies all the time.
Your life is an analogy.
It's like a hobby. Oh my
god. A couple of the issues that we're going to address were brought up by...
After Ellen.
By an After Ellen reader.
Yep. Oh, including the White Loafers, who was Allison. And we have finally, 2 episodes later, gotten to her question.
Yeah. Well, she also asked about
layering. Layering, right?
Layering. Personally, for me, I don't like the tops that come pre-layered.
No.
I don't like them when they're already, like, sewn together.
Yeah, that's kind of...
And it's one
like
top.
Like, just the cuffs and, like, the...
Right.
No, that's weird. That's weird. I don't do it.
I don't
Plus,
really like
if
it.
If you're with somebody who you are about to get intimate with, it defeats the purpose of undoing buttons.
I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't look layered.
No, because it's not actually layered. Yeah, it does.
It looks fake.
People know. They know. And you know what? You can wear them separately, though. So if you've got, like, a sweater vest or whatever, and you've got a button-up top, you can wear the button-up top and the sweater vest independent of each other.
And I would say X-nay on the long sleeve shirts with the short sleeve on top.
Yeah, that's really over.
I'm not even gonna lie, I wore that all the time in high school.
I never
like,
did that.
It was
actually
really bad. Like my wardrobe consisted of a lot of long sleeve white t-shirts and a lot of like short sleeves that just went on top of it, like a soccer shirt with some numbers on it, like it was pretty bad.
Okay.
But I feel like if that's something I wore in high school, which was, you know, how many years ago? So, it's probably done by now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there are good ways to layer, like, I don't know. You want to give some insight to this?
Good ways to layer.
Good ways to layer.
Well, obviously, blazers, low-cut tops, you can do, like, a camisole underneath.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a cami or a tank.
In a coordinating color, of course.
Well, clearly.
Actually, I did that, on a Sunday where I was forced to accompany my mother to church, because I'm not such a fan of the whole religion thing. Just not me. Just not my bag. And I wore the top that I have worn to have sex with all of the women I have had sex with. And
you're gross.
I'm sorry, but it's true. It's the same top, but I wore a white tank top underneath. So as to cut down on the boobage.
Yep.
You can really transform an outfit just by adding one simple piece.
How do you feel about two polos on top of each other?
Do people do that?
I've seen it, and
What the fuck?
I was
that
really
is not
confused.
Okay.
I was like,
that is not okay.
I was like, why are you wearing two polos, honey?
No. No, babies, honeys, my listeners,
mm-mm,
our listeners, friends, country lesbians, let me hear your ears. That is not okay. I don't know who would do this. I think
it's confusing.
It's got to be a rare thing. Like, I hope to God it is a rare recurrence, because that is weird. Not weird.
What about tops underneath the polo? Like a dress shirt or
tops underneath a polo? No.
I've seen long sleeves underneath the polo.
Oh, yeah, like, as in a dress shirt? Like, button-up
blouse? I've seen dress
or...
shirts slash, just regular white shirts, or, you know, solid color.
Okay, you touched on this earlier, t-shirts over, like, the long sleeve shirts, that's done.
Yeah.
A little bit dated, so
do we agree with that for the polos, too, like...
Yeah, no, polos, long sleeve, that, yeah, no, it's still essentially a t-shirt, like a short sleeve t-shirt. So I would say, same concept, wouldn't do it. That is, however, just my opinion. So that aspect of layering is kind of past its prime. But also, zip-up hoodies and t-shirts. That tends to work very well. So say you have, like a plain hoodie, wear like a cool kind of graphic print tee under and it kind of makes it pop. Or have a hoodie with a little bit of a design on it, some embroidery, you know, whatever kind of stuff you have going on, and something coordinating underneath.
Speaking of hoodies?
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last layering evaluation. Blazer over a hoodie.
You know what, I think...
It's kind of hipster.
It is hipster, that's exactly what I was thinking,
actually. I used to
do
it a lot. I had a khaki blazer I would wear over my hoodie sometimes. I don't do it anymore.
But it has to be a fitted hoodie, I think. I don't think there's anything wrong intrinsically with the look.
Oh, it wasn't, like, super-duper loose or anything. It was, like, regular.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's okay, you don't have to get defensive. It's all right.
I'm not getting defensive. I don't wear it anymore.
I might try that, actually.
But, I don't know, I used to think it was pretty cute.
I think it has to be a zip-up, though. I can't imagine...
The hoodie?
Like, yeah.
Oh, see, I don't like zip-up hoodies at all. I don't wear zip-up hoodies. I won't do it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't have any more zip-up hoodies. I don't think I do. Anyway, that is entirely beside the point. So that's our layering rules. Pants, if you're like layering shorts over leggings, that's a problem. Don't layer pants.
Yeah, be careful with the leggings thing, because that's...
Oh, I guess, mini skirts over leggings, though.
It's still happening, but like, I'd be really careful.
That is gonna leave soon. That...
Don't invest too much money in it, because that's gonna be over in 2.5.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
The whole
bra,
yeah, the
versus
whole leggings thing.
No bra. I feel like as women who like women, we should be able to evaluate if we would want to look at that or not. That's how
you should
judge if you should leave your house without a bra.
Yeah.
If you look at yourself in the mirror and you're just like, it's not perky enough that you would want to see that on the street, I would advise putting on a brassiere.
Agreed.
I'm just saying we should be able to judge.
Well, yeah, but have you seen some lesbians? Like, come on. Obviously, this method does... It fails sometimes, you know.
Unless you're Jill Bennett.
Oh. Good segue, because I know that there are many, many lesbians out there who would really love to see her not in a bra and in anything at all.
Okay. For those of you who don't know why I've been talking about Jill Bennett, and why Stacey's been talking about Jill Bennett, like, randomly.
And crushing on her hardcore. Like,
okay.
I'm not gonna lie. If Jill Bennett somehow gets wind of this podcast and is listening, Jill Bennett, I would like you to know that I really do have a crush on you. Like, it's crazy, but also I'm not creepy, so it's okay. I respect the fact that you have a girlfriend. And,
I'm just severely embarrassed. Anyway, but, no, seriously.
Exactly. I am embarrassed. I have such a crush.
Do yourselves a favor. Go to After
She's
Ellen.
Early, though.
Go to afterellen.com and watch the South of Nowhere, We're Getting Nowhere vlog. Not only is it ridiculously hilarious.
It's so funny.
But Jill Bennett is pretty much guaranteed to be wearing a low-cut cami.
All the time!
And you'll get to see lots of nice cleavage.
She
not
has...
Not that we're pervy.
No, not remotely. Not us. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Never.
Not at all.
Oh my god, and...
Oh my god. Can Jill Bennett be on the L Word, please?
Can Jill Bennett be on my TV screen 24/7? Because that'd be amazing.
Well, you
just
could
have her talking to Carmen, talking to Dara Nye, whatever. It doesn't matter. Have
you
her
could
just
watch all the vlogs back to back.
Eating grapes all the time. Just eat grapes. Just eat lots of grapes. Maybe some strawberries. Whatever.
Stacey, I feel dirty.
I know. I do too.
Stacey, I feel dirty.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's stop talking about Jill Bennett. Jill Bennett moment over.
Yep. Nope. But we do like her a lot.
Yeah, we enjoy.
We enjoy Jill Bennett.
Jill Bennett. Anyway.
A lot. Okay, we're done. That's all right. Jill Bennett moment over.
You're right.
Yeah. So okay, everybody who's still thinking about Jill Bennett, please put their hands.
Hint, my hand is raised.
My hand is also raised. Oh, imagine that. No, let's not talk about imagining anything at the moment.
We're done, Stacey.
Yep. Okay. Over,
we're done.
Over.
Moving on to happier topics, like military hats.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Military hats
as long belong on military bases.
I like them.
I think they're fugly.
Okay. Well, we have two differing opinions. It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not moving on this one. I think they're fugly. Oh. I can't even think about it without wanting to throw up.
Oh my.
I don't. I'm sorry. It just looks bizarre. It looks retarded to me. Like, why are you wearing a military hat? Last time I checked, there was no private in front of your name.
Okay, harsh, but you have to admit, they do look cute on a lot of women.
I think they look ugly on all women.
Oh.
However, I thought they looked really cute on some guys.
Oh, please. Okay, hello. Hello. Queer Girl Podcast.
I am still queer. I just,
like, the
you
people
know
who listen, I know you are, but the people, you can find any girls talking about cute guys, but bottom line is, even if you are a guy listening to this podcast, and I know we have at least one, you are still looking at girls.
You know who a military hat would look really good on?
Who?
Channing Tatum.
Could we be just a little bit more cliche? Oh, he's boys are hot! I like Channing Tatum!
He is really attractive, though.
I think a military hat would look stupid on him, because he is so ridiculously, like, built and muscled.
That's why it would look hot.
Well, why don't you just put the guy in a uniform in your little fucking fantasy?
Can I?
Oh, not on the podcast!
I'm sorry.
Even in private conversation, I would not want to hear this.
You know what, Stacey? I need to keep my options open.
Oh, I know. I totally agree. I'm sorry, that was a little bit combative.
I am in no position to be turning anything down. Not that Channing Tatum is ever going to proposition me.
Oh, he might. You never know. I think
that's
heard he's
hilarious.
Bisexual, actually.
I heard that too, but I think it's not true at all.
I think it is.
You just want it to be true.
I am a little bit enamored of bisexual men. I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
I just think they're, like, it's because everybody thinks that they're fucking unicorns, and that's ridiculous, because they exist, clearly. Recognize.
Right.
And also, I found them to be fun gentlemen to hang around.
I think that might have to do with more of their personality than their sexuality.
Yeah, probably. Actually, that's definitely true. But.
Just saying.
Still. Anyway.
So anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Stacey, do you have any other topics that we want to address, or are we going to save some of this for issue 5?
How about we just clarify the fact that our logo is not a gang sign. We are not La Vida Homo. Like, we're not, like, gonna bust a cap in somebody's ass if they're not, you know, wearing
a pink bandana in their back pocket.
Or if they are wearing carpenter jeans, don't worry, you can roam the street safely. Honestly, that was not intended. It was just like this thing with my friends, and not that picture, that logo is not necessarily me, but I do happen to know the person who is in the picture very well. And it was, yeah, just it's like a queer crew thing. Anyway. There's at least one person listening to this who knows what the hell I'm talking about, and that is all that matters.
Something I forgot to mention in the previous podcast when we were talking about the Thug Love look. Rockaware actually has a custom fit polo, and what it is it's actually a closer-fitting polo, and it's not quite as long, so it basically looks like a standard polo. So that might be a good option for you.
Yeah.
As far as staying away from the super baggy.
Yeah, super baggy, like...
clothes.
I mean, if you buy a couple sizes up in women's, it's one thing, because of the cut of the fabric. But if you buy a couple sizes up in men's, it's going to be a completely different story. So maybe a custom fit if you're not comfortable with, like, you know, tight clothes. If it's just not your thing, or not the particular look that you want to have out there that day, then the custom fit would be a great option. But there are some really fantastic, like, I tend to, just because of my sensibility, which may or may not be due to the fact that I lived in the suburbs for a very long time, my sensibility is a little bit more preppy, so if I make any recommendations, it tends to lean toward that kind of, like, prep thug area. So I'm just kind of disclaiming that right now. But there is some really nice stuff in the kind of thug-ish area. All about fit. All about fit. All about fit. And not ridiculously faded clothing. Blah. Because if you get something that's really, really faded or, like, really hyper-trendy, it's not going to last you. And you know, we're trying to help you make good investments in your wardrobe portfolio. Yeah.
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 I think, well, no, I mean, that's a goal. That's a goal. I mean, you want some trendy stuff, but you have to balance it out with classics, really.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And
what else?
This issue, I actually have a double fat lesbian moment.
Oh, awesome.
A super fat lesbian moment, if you will. Number one is Lane Bryant has a new way of sizing their pants now, their jeans at least. The way the new sizing works is the sizes range from 1 to 10, and there are three different fits, yellow, red, and blue. Yellow is more of a straight fit, so if you're like me and you don't really have any hippage or any buttage, they're going to fit you more correctly than a normal pair of jeans. Red is slightly curvy, and blue is super-duper curvy. So if you go to the Lane Bryant website, you can find your size and everything. And if you have problems buying women's jeans now, I really suggest that you at least try this, because I bought a couple of pairs this past week, and honestly, they're the best jeans I've ever owned in my life. They fit perfectly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me about
them. Oh, yeah. Like, I couldn't believe how amazing the yellow fit me. Because they're called yellow straight. Because I'm straight. Like, I don't have any curvature.
Not sexually.
Yeah, not really. But I don't have any curvature to my body, so...
Yes, apparently and, like, your hips don't lie.
No, there's nothing to lie about. We've been over it. I wanted to cry because it was the first time I tried on a pair of jeans, and I didn't have to go up a size so that it fit my waist right, but then it was too big in like the legs, or like it was perfect in the legs but like didn't fit my waist, but everything fit this time, so I bought two pairs and
I love them.
I'm real happy.
Everybody deserves a pair of good jeans.
Stretch bootcut and stretch flare.
Oh, nice.
So we have options.
Oh, Well done, well done. And, you know, if you're a bit taller, as you are, then you can do the flare.
Yeah, and, oh, they I think they lengthened their tall jeans because they're too long for me, and I had to go get them hemmed this weekend. The second FLM this time around is, some people have seen this video. I watched this video about 6 months ago when it first came out, and it's Joy Nash and her fat rant.
Oh, yes.
If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely amazing.
And y'all skinny bitches need to watch it.
Yeah, seriously. If you go to our MySpace, myspace.com/LaFashionCast, I put the video up on our MySpace, so you can just watch it there. And she's also on our friends list, so you can go to her MySpace and watch her other videos, which are really funny. But she makes a lot of good points about being fat and, you know, it's not something that should stop you from living your life. And also, you don't have to stop being stylish just because you got some extra cushion.
Mm-hmm.
For the pushing.
For the pushing. Oh, good lord.
I'm just saying. But yeah. She's very talented. She's very cool. Mm-hmm. So I suggest that you check out her stuff.
Can I just go on like an honorary fat rant right now?
Yeah, because I gave you an honorary degree in fatology.
Yeah. No.
You're really skinny, but I mean, I gave you an honorary degree.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. It will, again, as I have said before, it will probably come and it'll be better used than my actual degree, because school is bullshit. Anyway,
tell us how you
not that I discourage people from going to school. Anyway, I am so tired. I'm so fucking tired of the hills. I am Laguna Beach and fucking 8th and Ocean. I want to cut a bitch. No more skinny white bitches on my television. And red.
I think that's kind of funny though, because you are a skinny bitch.
skinny white bitch. I know, but I'm just so fucking tired of it. Thank you. I just really like, everybody suffers when there is a lack of diversity on television in whatever form it is, whether it's like sexual orientation or ethnicity, religion, size, age, it just kind of makes you want to hit your head against a wall really hard. If you have any sort of like consciousness about what it means to be different from the norm or from the perceived norm, then it's mind numbing. I fucking hate it. It's just, ugh. I get so pissed. Because, I mean, you can't even tell them apart. That's the other thing. You can't tell them apart because they're all skinny white bitches.
Tell us how you really feel.
Skinny white blonde bitches. You can't tell them apart because they have no personality. They all look the same. They don't have any names that particularly stand out other than fucking, like, Heidi. Which, you know, is, I think, probably, like, Prussian in origin. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, that area is the fucking seat of fucking white blonde people.
Are you done?
I'm fed up!
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. on that note.
Oh, and okay. Gender expression as well is another huge thing. No trannies on TV, and that's wrong. Okay. Now I'm done.
Jesus. Okay. Well, I can't even. Okay. Let's just close this up. If anyone has left us a review and you haven't sent us your address yet, go ahead and shoot us an email with your address. Or if you don't want to, send us an email and say, I don't want to. Just so we know. I've kind of instituted a cutoff date of September 30th.
Oh, it's the same time that my projects do. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go. So, get us your name and address by the 30th, and we will send out some cool mail to you.
Yeah.
As always, if you have questions, comments, whatever, email us at lafashioncast@gmail.com. Or add us on MySpace. MySpace.com/lafashioncast.
Go see our lovely reworked logo.
Or?
Well, I mean, you probably already seen
or
it.
Or call us.
You know. Yeah, or call us at our little private fashion help phone line.
206-350-0489. I certainly enjoyed listening to some of the voicemails.
Oh, man.
So, go ahead and
they've been excellent. Go ahead and we even call got us. One from John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead and give us a call, and one of these next few issues we'll lump together some voicemails so you can all hear each other.
Yeah. Fantastic.
All right. Dress safely, yeah. Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
Word.
I am a very stylish girl. How do I look? How do I look? How do I look?
Very good. I must say I'm amazed.
I am a very stylish girl. 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 I am a very stylish girl.
Turn off your...
Sorry. I didn't know I still had it on. I didn't know you could hear that either. I was like, she's pausing. Maybe she didn't hear it. Maybe she's just, you know, gathering her thoughts for the FLM double issue. But no, apparently not. Sorry.
Anyway... suck to edit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway,
it's alright. I'm so congested. Hold on. I have. Oh, I wish I could have spit that out.
Oh, ew.
I'm sorry. I have phlegm. It's just.
How many bodily fluids are we going to talk about on this podcast? Like, really? Really?
Well, let's think about how many there are.
Oh, no, let's not. Please. Come on. Oh, and you couldn't turn off your fucking phone for the recording.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. No, the irony is that you yelled at me.
I'm sorry.
Hilarious.
It was Matt. Oh, I ignored.
Stacey. Yeah.
Is that...
It's
do you have to do that? Or, I mean, is there an option that we can maybe skip this? I'm
sorry.
Just curious.
Yeah. Did you want me to change the song? Or just the singing along to the song?
Just the...
singing along.
So. You know, if you want to mute yourself, that'd be cool. I can just do the podcast on my own if you want.